Again, it can be helpful to keep hard copies of the screener on hand, since in this case, you'll be asking these questions each time and may not always be able to log into WellAgent. Although, as I mentioned, the screening process may go quickly, I don't mean to imply that this very important process should be rushed in any way, only that the number of questions to be asked may be reduced, depending on what the client is experiencing and reporting. This flowchart style contributes to the efficiency of the CSSRS by helping us to be thorough without asking unnecessary questions. And a note about screening and scope of practice that's also helpful. So the non-clinicians on your client's treatment team, so mental health workers, peer partners, case managers, etc., they can also conduct screening. So they can ask the two CSSRS questions and use the CSSRS screener. This is because screening is about gathering information, not about clinical assessment. However, if a risk assessment is needed based on how the client is answering, then those staff must consult with a clinician or clinical supervisor right away so that the client can be formally assessed. Of course, in this case, no client should ever be left alone for even a second while the staff is reaching out to a clinician. Now let's take a brief pause again to check our knowledge.